B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
You know what it's time for.
Time for a little levity. It's time for What's Brewing with Jen, where our own Jen Scordo finds three entertaining stories for us to discuss. It's brought to you by Dunkin'. It's always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members pick your day, score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Jen, what do we have today?
Okay, so this is something that I've actually thought of before. Sylvester Stallone has revealed why or who would win in a fight between Rocky and Rambo. Don't ask me why I've thought about this before, but
I've also thought about this before.
Isn't it interesting?
Well, it depends on who the answer is.
Okay, well, here's what he says. He says that he's thought about it a lot, took a deep dive into it on his Instagram page. So if you follow him on Instagram, you can see it. He says if the fighters stay upright, Rocky would win. His body punches and right hooks would eventually beat Rambo. If the fight goes to the ground, Rambo will prevail in a bloody, brutal fight to the end.
Yeah, that's pretty logical.
I mean, it is logical.
Rambo wouldn't have Rocky's boxing skills.
Right.
But Rambo is hardcore.
Rambo is very hardcore.
Yeah. So if it was in a ring, it's no doubt. In the streets, Rocky probably still wins just in the streets because Rocky, we know, have street experience.
Right.
But at the beach, at the woods, like at a camping trip,
yep,
any kind of situation where Rocky doesn't have fully flat ground,
if you're
he's in a lot of truck, like a hike, anything like that.
Yeah, a lot of what Rambo was, though, was the butt in his hands, you know? So,
well, he's
a strong man, though.
He's strong and a super jack.
He did.
Hmm.
I'm more of a Rambo man than a Rocky man, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am.
Rambo's going to win.
Rambo's a little more primitively tough.
Right?
You know?
Completely, yeah. But Rocky's got that street cred, yeah.
I mean, been in the streets and he's the world champ. Like,
true.
You go ahead and roll up on Anthony Joshua or somebody if you want.
I admire Rambo's intelligence more than Rocky.
Right, but this isn't like he has a trap for him. This is just mono.
I get it, but still the...
They're not taking a test.
His brain worked a little more systematically than Rocky.
I can kind of see where you're going with that.
Yeah, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that now he has thought of the same things that we have, Tyron. Okay, yeah. So we are going across the pond. A construction worker from Ireland thought he was going to lose his privates after a black widow spider bit him. He spent 4 days in the hospital. After doctors found spider venom in a blood sample, he believes he got bit while he was staying at his mom's home. He said he knew he was in trouble when he woke up with a large lump in between his legs. He was convinced he was going to lose his appendage. He said the pain was unbearable. Evidently, yeah.
Oof.
This was
that's a violation.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
I don't want any ass.
Doctors evidently put him on a very, very strong antibiotic, and he was in the hospital for 4 days.
Oosh.
He said the pain was really unbearable. Those black widows, I mean, you got to watch out for them.
What's his mama doing with those kind of spiders just chilling in the crib?
Right, I don't know.
Crawling up my man's pants and almost kills him and takes that out.
And it was in Ireland. It wasn't even in Australia.
And let's be honest, you're useless without that.
Yeah,
if I had to have that removed, that's a wrap. I'm going to come in here and work.
Oh, yeah, sure,
right. No, I'm not. I'm going to tie a stone and walk out into the ocean, and that's the end. I'm not built for that. I'm not saying
walk
that's
out
just
the ocean,
somebody
do what?
Else.
You just, like, drown?
Tie a stone
yes.
to
walk
leg.
On the ocean and drown?
Yes.
If you tie a stone to your leg, yeah.
That's
you ain't coming back
that
up.
That would be the plan.
You would be capable of doing that?
I can't.
You're like AJ Soprano, was it?
I don't even need it to work.
Tyrone is not
AJ. I just
need
to have it there. I don't even need it to work. But if it's gone, I'm gone. It's a package. You can't separate the package.
You're not all wrong. Right. You're not wrong about that.
All right. We'll stay away from Black Widow spiders.
Yeah, that's no good.
All right. So the last story. A Playboy model claims that she was kicked out of her Airbnb because the prejudiced host suffered from, quote, hot girl phobia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Brazilian bombshell Susie Cortez reportedly splashed about $1,000 on an apartment in January so she could visit her family in Brazil. However, she alleges that she stayed at the property for less than 48 hours when the male host kicked her out and threw her belongings in the trash, like literally threw them in garbage bags and threw them out of the apartment, all because she was too good looking.
Well, evidently, in Brazil? Sense.
In Brazil.
Yes. They invented the Brazilian in Brazil.
Yes. And she is a beautiful lady. Evidently, the host complained about her clothing, specifically a pair of workout leggings, and he just canceled her Airbnb on the second day.
That doesn't sound natural to Brazil. That guy must have been the only prude. The only prude walking around in Brazil.
That's but just how, a hater. There's more to it.
But how is that in their contract? There had to be something. She claims she didn't do anything. There was no damage, nothing like that. She says she's at a total loss, but she is psychologically shaken from...
I'm not real well-versed on landlord-tenant law in Brazil, but I'm sure he had the right to cancel the contract at Airbnb.
Right?
Airbnb's a little funny. It's still... There's some missing piece to the story.
There is absolutely a missing piece. Yeah. And we'll find out. She was taking some photos, some not completely racy photos, but they were definitely...
Neighbors complaining.
Maybe.
Maybe you're not supposed to be doing an Airbnb.
In Brazil? All right.
I don't know.
I mean, it's all about Rio in Brazil, isn't it?
Well, she is Brazilian. Yeah.
She's Brazilian.
Weird.
But the other guy could have been from across the border or something.
Yeah, who knows?
You don't know.
But there you go. Hot girl phobia.
Might not play it. But that's not a real thing, though. That just shows you, though, how pretty privilege is in the world where one person does something she doesn't like and it's a phobia and she's permanently damaged. Yeah. You don't shut your pretty ass up and sit down somewhere. Oh, my life. People just pay for stuff for me and open doors for me and pump my gas, even if it's self-service. Oh, my life's terrible because one person
women bitterness comes out of him every once in a while. That's
certain kind of women.
He's not wrong, though, Mike.
I'm flabbergasted that some Brazilian landlord would do something like this.
Right, but I'm saying it happened to her one time, and now, come on.
I hear you.
One time? Oh, no. Someone asked you to leave Airbnb. Oh, my life. Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah.
One person. Meanwhile, the neighbor across the street offered to let me stay there for 6 months for free.
For free.
But, the Airbnb, my life is so hard. Like, cut it out.
Yeah. All right. That's what's brewing with Jen for today. Brought to you by Duncan. Always game on with Duncan. Rewards members, you pick your day. Score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for limited time. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.